Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the mission of the Holy Spirit, the reality of the grace of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a new life in the Spirit. That's the heart of what it's all about, because we're born again by water and the Spirit, as Jesus described. If you haven't had a chance to tune in the program this week, we've been kind of talking at various dimensions of the gift of the Holy Spirit, what we've received, and how important it is for us to be awake and conscious to the full reality of what we've been given so that we can embrace it, believe in it, learn it, walk in it, and come into the fullness of what it means to be a child of God in this world, animated by the Spirit, strengthened, encouraged, and being conformed to this work of the Holy Spirit, who does what? Who makes us saints. We know, and we hear, you know, many places, we're called to be saints. And it takes all our human effort, but it's not primarily, or it's not in the first place, human effort. It's God's work, and it's possible because the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And what the road to sanctity is, what it means to become a saint, is to be yielded to that work of the Spirit within us, which is the power of God, the voice of God, the encouragement, the whole work of God transforming us. Salvation is God's work in us that by His grace we say yes to and we yield to, and we do direct our mind, heart, soul, and strength, our will toward that. But it's fundamentally a following, a receiving, an embracing, and valuing, and being obedient to the presence and work of the Holy Spirit. That's really what it is. And sometimes when we think about the call to holiness or the call to sanctity, you know, a lot of guys out there in particular, like, first of all, I'm so far from that, and I'm a little afraid to know what God thinks about me anyway, because, you know, I'm never fully in. I sort of live with one toe in, and the rest of my life is somewhere else. And plus, it just seems like if I get too serious about it, it's going to be weird. I'm going to look weird. It's going to ruin my weekend. I'm not going to fit in, and I just don't want to get too crazy about it. And it all seems so far out of reach. And we end up getting duped, and we settle. We settle for a minimalistic Christianity, which is just not worth living, friends. You know, it's Christian minimalism, as St. John Paul II described it. It has no power. It has no dynamism. It has no fire. It has no life. There's no signs of the kingdom in that kind of minimalistic approach. It says, you know, tell me, Father, what I have to do. You know, do I have to go? How many times do I have to go to church? You know, how many Sundays? And, you know, I only have to go to confession once a year. That's good. Okay, good. I'll do that. And there's no hunger. Jesus said, if you seek me, if you thirst after me, if you're hungry, I'm going to feed you. If you're thirsty, I'm going to quench your thirst. But if you're not, you're not going to get it. Because this is a love relationship, and a love relationship is about passion. It's about surrender, right, to the whole thing. So if you didn't have a chance to hear the programs earlier in the week, I encourage you to go and, you know, download our app, Renewal Ministries app, or the Ave Maria app. You can listen to the programs whenever you'd like. And if they're touching your life in any way, let's spread them around, friends. We need to spread the good infection. Not just my show, any show that you listen to that really is touching you and not just giving you information, but helping you grow in the Spirit and helping you come alive and to begin to see yourself as God sees you and to walk in greater confidence in Him. Spread it around. People need it. And Christ alone can give us hope in the Holy Spirit. So I said yesterday that I would talk more about this baptism in the Holy Spirit, this grace. And here's just some key Bible passages that are good to follow up on. This is John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. He's talking about Jesus the Messiah. He's declaring, the prophets declaring, He's the forerunner. He's the forerunner, preparing people, preparing the way for people to receive the Lord. And here's what he said. He said, but he who is coming, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Christianity begins there with an act of God in which we're plunged into the life of the Holy Spirit, and the burning, purifying fire of God's love is poured into us, and the transformation begins there. Luke 24:49, Jesus speaking to the apostles in Luke's account of, I think, the first post-resurrection appearance of Jesus with the apostles. He says, and behold, Jesus says to them, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high. So Jesus is telling the apostles, this is the last time they saw Jesus, really encountered Jesus, was the night they took off and they ran to protect themselves on Holy Thursday. The whole hour of darkness had come and they were panic and they were in fear and they were protecting themselves and all the other dynamics that were present there, other than St. John and Our Lady. So this is the first time they see him after the resurrection. And he says to them, you know, this is what was foretold by the Father, that the Messiah would die, would be crucified, and that on the third day he would rise. This is all the will of God, Jesus says so clearly. And he says, now you are witnesses to this. You know what you saw, and you see me now. He said, you're witnesses to these things, and I'm sending you to go forth and bear witness and to offer repentance for the forgiveness of sins to people, so that they too can receive the Holy Spirit. This is the essence of Christianity right here. It's to have our sins forgiven. It's to hear the good news of God's offer of salvation, take away our sins. Jesus is dealing with that sin problem to give us new life, the life that's in him, so we can enter the kingdom. Here's Acts chapter 1, verse 4. While staying with them, he charged them, that is the apostles, not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water? Who's the one who baptizes by the Holy Spirit? It's Jesus. Jesus said at one point, I come to cast fire on the earth. Would that it were already ablaze. What is the Catholic Church? What is it meant to be? What is it in her heart? It's a blazing fire of the presence of the Spirit. Christian people who are born again by water and the Spirit into new life in Christ are burning with this fire that's in the heart of God. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses. He's telling even the apostles who already had the best catechizing in the history of the world, from the best teacher ever, they still weren't ready for their mission. I mean, this is why we have to seek. The whole mission of the church is something that's fueled by the heart of the Father, from which it begins and originates, the sending of the Son who makes it possible for human beings to have access to God's plan, and the Holy Spirit who's the first agent of the church's mission, leading the church with fire to bring light and purification and the love of God to people. Acts 2:17, St. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, these are the last days. He's quoting Joel, God declares, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Acts 2:32, this is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. He just talked to them about what the apostles were experiencing on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit of God came on them, tongues of fire. They began to speak in tongues. They were confident. They went out from the upper room and they began to preach. And people from all different tribes of Israel, of the Jews, were just overwhelmed. They were stunned by the confidence and then the manifestation of the power of the Spirit in these brothers and sisters who were there. It says, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, this is Peter now preaching what happened to Jesus in his death and resurrection. Jesus said, you're my witnesses. Now you go tell people what you saw. And this is exactly what Peter's doing here. He's saying, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear. People are saying, what has happened to these apostles, these Peter and James and John? Look at them. Look at the authority. Look at the supernatural presence of God on them. And Peter is saying, why is this happening? Because Jesus has risen from the dead. He's now exalted as King at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And he said, what you see, this promised Holy Spirit that the Father promised is now being poured out, and it's being poured out by the Lord. It's just so fantastic. Beautiful. Acts 10:45, where Peter's talking about he meets Cornelius, who's a Gentile, where the gospel, this outpouring of the Spirit, isn't just upon the Jews, but as Joel prophesied, it would be on all flesh. And now the Lord leads Peter to cross a barrier to welcome and to have table fellowship with Gentiles, with those who are considered unclean. And Jesus surprises Peter and gives him confidence and conviction that this outpouring of the Spirit that began in Jerusalem among the Jewish people, Jewish people who are called to be a light to the nations, right? A light to the nations. What are the nations? This is Gentile world, the non-Jewish world. He said, while people were still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. Peter was describing to Cornelius and his household the grace that came upon him at baptism, at Pentecost. And as he's describing who Jesus is and he's fulfilling what God called him to do, he says, and the believers from among the circumcised who came with Peter were amazed. That is, those who are already baptized, the Jewish people who became followers of Jesus, received the grace of Pentecost. Peter was speaking to Gentiles, and the same thing that happened on Pentecost to the Jewish leaders, and then later to the Jewish people, many Jewish people, now is happening to the Gentiles. And those who were with Peter, that is the circumcised Jewish people, they were amazed. Because it says the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Speaking in tongues. St. Paul said, I wish that all of you would speak in tongues. There's different kinds of spiritual tongues, language that God gives. One is a prophetic tongue where someone speaks in a language people don't understand, and it's interpreted in a communal situation. God gives someone the proper interpretation, but what Paul's talking about and what likely happened here is the reality of people began to, a prayer language, Paul described it as in the 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 12 and 14, where he talks about this prayer where the Spirit of God in words that we don't even know and understand, we pray and give praise to God. So that's present. That's something that's been emerging across this century. It's always been there in the life of the church, but in the outpouring of the Spirit in this generation, it's increased. And many millions and tens of millions of people have experienced that very grace that Peter's talking about here in Acts 10:45. And remember what I read yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Pope Paul VI saying, what does the church most need? The church most needs her eternal Pentecost. She needs this outpouring of the Spirit. She needs the manifestation of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So key things to understand. What is baptism in the Holy Spirit? Remember, Jesus is the baptizer in the Spirit. And for us, it's a renewal of the grace of Pentecost, which baptism and confirmation are the key sacraments through which we receive these graces and presence and power of the Holy Spirit. But for many, there's not the faith response fully. There's not a full surrender. There's not an environment and a community that's helping them step in and continue to grow in it. And really, when you think of, if it's a grace of a new Pentecost, what is Pentecost? And so if you look at what happened, really what Pentecost was is baptized in the Holy Spirit, tongues-speaking Galilean Jews, declared to all of Israel that Jesus Christ is Lord. When the Spirit comes, there's a profound confirmation of the lordship and majesty of Jesus and a power, St. John Paul II said, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given, it stirred the deepest energies of the apostles and thrust them into the marketplace to declare the glory and majesty of Jesus and offer salvation to a lost world. Baptism of the Spirit, this new grace of a new Pentecost, it's new power to live a new way of life. It's for everyone. It's not reserved for a select few, and it's the normal Christian life. It's meant to be received and to be given away. Freely you have received, the Lord said, so freely give. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow, friends. We'll take some time to pray, but may the Lord pour out his Holy Spirit upon your life in fire. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.